problem, where I have two masses,
and they both have equal, they're both equal masses, and there are three springs, and they're all equal springs.
And now I have two differential equations, one for the motion of the first mass, and the other one for the motion of the second mass. And the motion depends on, this is the spring constant that describes the motion of this first one away from its equilibrium position. And there's a spring to the left of it with this spring constant, and the force depends on the distance away from the equilibrium position here. And there's another force on this mass, which is has to do with this spring. And there we have to look at the difference between the motion of these two masses. So x2 equals zero is the equilibrium position of mass two. And the amount that this spring is stretched is x2 minus x1. And there's a similar thing over here. So what we have are two coupled second order differential equations. And I just assume that there are solutions where everything oscillates with the same frequency. I want to find the normal mode solutions. And if they're oscillating with the same frequency, then I can write that like this, that x1 and x2 both depend on e to the I omega t. That's the same frequency. If they don't have the same phase, then that phase would appear as a complex factor in these a1 and a2 constants. But if they have the same frequency, they can both oscillate with e to the I omega t. I put these two solutions into the differential equations. It gives me a couple set of algebraic equations, because here I take the second derivative with respect to time. It gives me a minus omega squared out front. And then I can write these coupled algebraic equations as a matrix. And what I want to do is find the eigenvalues and eigenvectors of a matrix. So the eigenvalues will tell me what is the value of omega, and the eigenvectors will tell me what the motion is. So if I find the eigenvectors here, it will tell me how these masses move. And if for a matrix like this, where the diagonal elements are the same and the off-diagonal elements are the same, for a 2x2 matrix, the two eigenvectors are 1, 1, and 1, -1. And what that corresponds to is that there's one mode where the two masses move back and forth together, and there's another normal mode where they move out of phase like this at a higher frequency. So if they move together, that's the low frequency mode, and if they move out of phase, that's the high frequency mode. And if you start them in some other initial condition, so for instance, what you can do is just don't touch mass 2, but hit mass 1 and give it some initial velocity. The motion that you see can be described as a superposition of the two normal modes. All motion of this coupled system can be expressed in terms of the normal modes.